Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The quarterly food price check for the first 3 months of the year is in, and the bottom line is up, but only slightly. That's the word from Dan Smaldone, who helps sift through the numbers of that food sample survey.
Well, Kentucky Farm Bureau's volunteer survey takers have hit the grocery stores across the state and found that our 40 basic grocery items came in at a total of $116.27. That reflects an increase of about 74 cents over the previous quarter, which is about 0.6% of a jump. So while that is an increase, it is still relatively steady from where we've been over the past few months.
Smaldone says the group tracks retail prices in six general categories: beef, dairy, fruits and vegetables, grain, pork, and poultry. He says that the dairy and grains category showed increases in this first quarter.
It would not be unrealistic to assume that these were drought-related from last summer. Many experts have forecast that into the early parts of 2013, we would begin feeling the effects of drought, particularly on our grain products, and as a result, into dairy and beef products as well, as those are used as feed for those animals.
Lower prices in other categories, however, helped even out the total market basket average to just 74 cents higher than the previous three-month period. We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
With just a 0.6% increase in Kentucky's first quarter 40-item market basket price average being the good news, Farm Bureau Smaldone says nationally, economists expect last summer's drought to bump up 2013 food prices overall by 3 to 4%.
Even with this increase we've reported in this quarter, we're still talking 74 cents out of potentially 117 total dollars. So it's a good reminder that while, yes, we do need to watch where food prices are going, and we do need to watch our personal budgets and to make sure we are being wise with our food choices, at the same time, we can't help but look at that in a global economy and recognize how truly blessed America is with the abundance and the affordability of our food. We're just 10% of our average disposable income is spent on food at home.
The first quarter's Market Basket Survey. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.